There are several points to keep in mind in our analysis of this promulgation. That in it we are seeing both a sense of urgency on the part of power to recapture the eyes of youth and defeat this global awakening. I think of this attempt as the Great Reset. And I think we can see in it Bentham's energy efficiency sanction, the underlying imperative driving his injunction to power to always, always control the definitions, which is why they're trying to seize our language of hope, use it to reset youth to accept status quo, to steal the language of love, lull us back into somnolence, accepting their prod into reformed cages. But they have no ones who still own their mother tongue, can even attempt to speak it with any degree of fluency or credibility. Their new development paradigm will probably look like this. One, their benevolent guidance, this goes without saying. Two, money is a hindrance to clandestine reign. Three, youth get to choose the service by which they prove their dedication to the planet, their worth. Power will no doubt attempt to use our mother, i.e. earth tongue, but in their mouths, the words will be as dust. For when they say the earth, what they mean is but themselves, the wise and the just, philosopher, king, statesman. The language of hierarchy, of course, must be massaged, as the youth all want to move beyond it. So they'll try to develop softer tones, like qualities of service, or perhaps more gentle roles. After all, we must move beyond all division between us. We all must play our parts to heal the planet. The wise and the just will be the mask they choose to con us, to keep us in our boxes and train us to call them our gardens. Until next week, peace.